Amen. Good morning, church. As the kids exit to their kindergarten children's Bible study, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm a church member here, a member of Grace Covenant Church, and my name is Casey Bellegarde. For those who do not know me, it's a privilege to stand before you this morning briefly to tell you my testimony. If I were to, I guess, put a title to it, to my testimony, I would call it experiencing God's grace in both life and death. I was 9 years old when I found myself one Sunday morning walking the aisle. I realized I was a sinner. I knew that I need Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And shortly after that, I was baptized at Amy Baptist Church just down the road. My teenage years were wonderful as a Christian. I had lovely parents raising me, involved in our church, Amy Baptist Church. Had a youth pastor, cared for us deeply, multiple mentors cared for us. But there was one specific instance that I want to, that's pivotal in my life at the age 14. I was on a mission trip to Port Sulphur. And it was when I sat on the steps, I had an overwhelming amount of emotion. And I'm an emotional guy in general, those who know me. But at the age 14, this was foreign to me. And I found myself just overwhelmed with emotion and conviction of sin in my life. There was this renewed sense of conviction that was overwhelming, that God was calling me to something bigger, that I would describe it then. He was doing something different in me, and I didn't know. It took me a minute to figure it out, and I'm still figuring it out. But that moment, that calling was clear. And then I went to student camp later that year, and it began to just be confirmed and identified that I wanted to surrender to a life of ministry. So I quit sports, moved into helping with the church as much as I could. My stepmom worked there, so if I could go up there on the extra hours, I would go and be involved, putting the bulletin together, helping wherever I could, helping the youth pastor at the time. I was excited about that. So I began to serve the Lord, and I served him bivocationally since the age of 18. I was like, oh, I can actually make a little money doing this, and I didn't know. So I took an internship at First Baptist Church down the road, and that's where I was serving the Lord as an intern. And throughout my ministry experience on church staff, it was from Amy Baptist to First Baptist Church Denham to Albany First Baptist to New Covenant. I did serve here back in the day, working with youth and music. And then the Lord led me to Brook Hills, and I served with the Brook Hills Student Ministry. And then I was an associate pastor at White Oak. And then the Lord led us back home to help begin the start of the Oaks Church. And then I served on staff here at Grace Covenant Church. All that to say that God has been extremely faithful to me and slowly and continuing to show me his way and how to serve his church. And during this moment of church and life and ministry, I met my wonderful wife. And I titled this message or this testimony, Experiencing God's Grace in Both Life and Death. Melissa, along the way, God has used her, as I've said before, as just a wonderful helper to support me in all of these journeys of serving the Lord faithfully in church, outside the four walls of the church. So I want to thank God publicly for the grace that he's given me through the life in life through my wife, Melissa. When we moved to Houston, we found ourselves loving life. Like we had no kids. We lived in Birmingham. We had no kids. And then moved to Houston. And along came our first son, Boone Bellegarde. Jackson Boone Bellegarde is the only Houstonian in our Texan in our family. He somewhat kind of finds a little pride in that sometimes. But Boone's story sometimes is overshadowed because of his sisters that I'll get to in a moment. But Boone was born early. He had congestive heart failure. He was in the NICU. His fluid and his vitals were beginning to suffocate. The fluid was beginning to suffocate his vitals. And after months of trying to heal him, with Melissa being on bedridden for many weeks in the hospital, in and out of the hospital, his heart rate could not seem to come down. And after months of trying to heal him with the miracle of medicine, God decided to heal him 3 days out of the womb on his own. Yes, definitely. I was standing there when his heartbeat began to go from 268. Those of you who are in nursing and medicine, his heart rate was 268 and stayed there for months. And that's why his heart wasn't working properly, and that's what was failing, to 164, and the fluid began to leave his body. That was right before my eyes. Right then and there, I experienced God's grace by giving my son life. Now he runs cross country. He plays sports, basketball, fishes, you name it. The guy loves it, and he does a good job at it. Shortly after that, we moved back to begin planting the church called the Oaks at the time. And our daughter, first and oldest daughter, Maisie, was born on September 6, 2013. She was born right when we began to launch the church, so that was interesting. And we were just living life, enjoying. There's nothing up to this point. We had a healthy son. We had a healthy baby girl. We just wasn't sure what was going to go down. But on March 27th of 2014, I received a phone call from my brother. And when I received that phone call, he said, "Casey, I'm coming to get you. It's Maisie." And that's all he could get out of his mouth. Come to find out, as we arrived on the scene, and that day it was cold, it was rainy, it was wet, and she was in the car. And when she was in the car on our property, and while she was in that car out of the cold because she was feeling bad, she wasn't at childcare that day, the car found its way slipping down the hill and eventually upside down in the lake. When we arrived on the scene, we sat there for a couple hours. They wouldn't let us cross the tape, the caution tape. We knew she was under the water. We knew she was trapped under the car. They were waiting on the dive team to get there. So me and Melissa, we sat along the muddy bank praying to God would save her. He saved my first kid. He can save my second. It's literally what was going through my mind. It was cold enough, and there could be air under there. You just don't know these days, especially the way the car went back. Well, he did not. Maisie died that day in a tragic car accident. She drowned. But one thing I witnessed that day, like I said, this is titled Both God's Grace, Both Life and Death. I witnessed my wife get out of that mud and go hug my mom. It's hard because many people don't know, and I make it public, some do, that it happened under the watch care of my parents. That's hard. And even though any of y'all who are grandparents could imagine. And I say that because watching my wife get up and go hug my mom before we got into a vehicle to go to the ER to hold our daughter one last time, God revealed to me how his grace is still at work in both life and death. And for the last 10 years, we've experienced God's grace as we wade through the aftermath, of our daughter's death. And most recently, let me tell you a really cool story. There's a member of Grace Covenant Church, a family, the Obandos. We did not know them before the church merged. The Oaks and New Covenant did a restart merger and became Grace Covenant Church. I did not know them before we started journeying life together as church members and church family. Me and Alex meet weekly, and I come to find out that his daughter is buried next to my daughter at Seal Funeral Home. This is God's providence. This is God's goodness. This is me experiencing God's grace in both death and life. And then shortly after, Ellie and Lincoln came along. Ellie's name means light, and she has been every bit of light to us. She has been encouraging. She's the great helper. She helps around the house. She loves us. She's wonderful. And God has used her, just like he has used Boone and just like he has used Lincoln, to give us great comfort and joy as we experience God's grace in their life. So all of us, as we continue down my story, many of us here experienced the flood of 2016. I don't have to speak about that, but we saw the church come together and help and support one another. But shortly after the flood, my dad He had surgery on a hernia, and he literally, the infection that he gained from that surgery shocked his liver, and bile began to build up and was in shock. His body was in shock. So as a family, during this journey, the doctors came and told us, this is it. Y'all need to drive in. Y'all need to come say goodbye. Like, I was not prepared to do that day. So we drove in, my brother and family and Melissa, and to tell my dad goodbye, because he just was not coming back from that infection. His liver was shutting down. They didn't have a liver for him. Well, guess where we're headed after service? To my dad's. We're going to the farm, because my dad's healthy as an ox now, because my God, our God, provided a liver for him. And he is in full recovery and doing wonderful. Once again, experiencing God's grace in both life and death. We've all have walked through that in some way. And then you have COVID-19. Many of us have went through it personally, but then some of us have not made it. We have loved ones who could not find themselves to recover from this horrible, horrible thing we call COVID-19. It shut down our country. It shut down the world to a degree. But in many lives, they were shut down. I know people in this congregation today who experienced that. But then we also know that many of us who experienced it and came out of that and experiencing God's life. God, some of us, through his grace, just has cared for us and loved us through that horrific time. All that to say, that leads me to my last thing I want to talk about before I close. And this is the most recent and most current testimony. You know, regardless if it's self-imposed or something we can't control, I have a race to run. I have a testimony to share. And by God's grace, he's given me that strength to do it. I cannot give credit to anybody else. On May 14th, I resigned as a pastor here at Grace Covenant Church. I needed help. I was addicted to alcohol. I tried on my own for a few months with no success. So I checked myself in to Long Branch, which is a wellness and recovery center in Abita Springs, Louisiana. Today I can stand before you and tell you I'm 258 days sober, thanks to God's grace. You, church, have played a vital part in helping me. God has used you in a great way. In Luke 15, 3-7, then Jesus told the parable, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need repentance. Church, I stand before you. Those visiting with us, I stand before you. I am the one. He left the 99 for me. And I am so thankful. Because I was wondering. I was lost. I was walking in the wilderness. It was foreign to me. I'd never been down a path of this type of addiction. I turned to the bottle as my God. It became an idol. It deceived me down a path of despair and shame. I found myself, as Seth said, and I put in here, trying to roll the stone away on my own. Though my sin brought death, or an end to several things I enjoy deeply, God's faithfulness still proves true as I walk this journey out. As the children sing, he is good and faithful. He keeps us day and night. He has kept me. He has not forsaken me. So I conclude with this. Today I leave you with a question. Why should we share our stories of his grace with other people? Why should we share it with each other? Simply put, because God kindly shared his with us. Our stories, our pain, our hurts, our joy, our comforts, and our happiness, it helps others when they are hurting. God experienced these same emotions when he sent his only son. He sent Jesus to the earth. And God understands everything about where you are right now. Each and every person in the seat knows and understands. It was important for him to send his son to atone, give a way of atonement of our sin. And that's what we celebrate today. We celebrate that work, that resurrection work on this Easter Sunday. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ has made a way for you and I, for his people, to know God as Heavenly Father. God's grace found me at an early age, and he keeps me. I am the one, and he left the 99 for me. Since the fall of man, God has faithfully been redeeming his people, and I am a living witness and testimony of his promise. If we turn to him, repent if necessary, and trust in his timing, you and I will have front row seats to his redeeming work. Blessed be to God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, and according to his purpose for his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, amen, according to the riches of his grace, which he has lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, and to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Church, in him, verse 11, it says, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who were in the first in the hope of Christ might be the praise of his glory. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, and believed in him, we were sealed, we were kept with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who has guaranteed us an inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to praise him be the glory. I will experience eternal life because of Christ's saving work in both living his life on earth, being crucified, and resurrecting on the third day. To me, this is experiencing God's grace in both life and death. And I invite you today to experience the same life-giving and keeping hope that we can find through relationship with Jesus Christ. I love you, church. Amen.